If you want to understand American art, there are a handful of names you have to know. Nearly everyone would agree that one of them is Rothko, though most will hear that name Mark Rothko, and imagine the large vertical canvases with the bright, warm colors, saturated rectangles, the popular Rothkos of the 50s, you might say. It's for that reason that he may also be one of the most misunderstood artists of the 20th century. The only U.S. venue to offer a definitive retrospective of his work is in Houston. It's the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. Joining us now is the director of the Museum of Fine Arts Houston, Gary Tintero. This is the first, career overview in something like 15 years, isn't it?
Absolutely. The last big exhibition in America was in 1998 at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. And before that, the first important posthumous exhibition was in 78-79 at the Guggenheim Museum in New York, and it also came to the Museum of Fine Arts Houston.
Certainly Houston is a Rothko town. There's a very special relationship with Rothko. I guess it's home to one of his most enduring public commissions.
Oh, I think most everyone would agree that the Rothko Chapel is his greatest achievement.
And yet, I think, as I was mentioning just a little bit earlier, most people think of those works from the 50s, the large canvases, as, I guess, the essential Rothko. Do you think he was worried, I don't know, that his paintings would be seen as, in a sort of an overly simplistic way, maybe as too joyous or just decorative, something like that?
Well, he had a tremendous fear of being accused of being a decorative painter. And I think what one senses in our exhibition and anywhere you see a variety of his work is how hard the struggle was to create art that wasn't simply beautiful, that resonated in the human mind, that elicited emotions. And I would say almost all of Rothko's art succeeds in that way. And it's an essential characteristic of his achievement.
There's a very famous story about how he was, I think, commissioned by the folks who were putting together the Seagram Building and the Four Seasons restaurant there to come up with a mural. And it would have been an enormous commission. And I think ultimately, if I'm not mistaken, he turned it down. He didn't like the idea of people paying so much for food, and they didn't think that people who did so would respect what he did as an artist. And I understand that at this exhibition in Houston, we'll be able to see some of the original mock-ups or early thoughts?
Yeah, we have some of the full-scale so-called sketches, the sort of trial works for the Seagram Commission for the Four Seasons restaurant. You know, I think what one has to do is try to adopt the mindset of the late 50s in America. This was the high point of McCarthyism, and he had left-wing sympathies. There's no question about it. He's a European immigrant. So the notion that privileged people would be dining with pinkies extended in front of these paintings that he had struggled to accomplish was to him ultimately anathema. But now, it of course, you know, those great patrician families, the Mellons, the Rockefellers, and then ultimately in Houston, the de Menils, that class of people, the very class of people who would have been dining at the Four Seasons, ultimately became the people that made his art possible. Yeah. by constantly buying his work. So, you know, I forgive him for thinking the way he did, but it would have been glorious to have those paintings in the Four Seasons.
Let me ask you, you think about the fact that he committed suicide before the Rothko Chapel was completed in 71, I guess about a year before it was completed. Do you see Rothko as a tragic figure in part because of his death by suicide or not?
The tragedy is that Rothko didn't live to continue to make glorious works. I find, you know, the works in the Rothko Chapel luminous. And although they're dark with those rich plum colors and black, they're luminous because they're reflective. And it was very important to him that the chapel be a place of refuge and welcome to all different sorts of people who had different backgrounds, ethnicities, and faith. And I feel that Rothko was setting up a situation so that one could sit in that room and find what one is looking for in those paintings without excluding any possibilities and without directing that search. And so to me, it's a truly magical place.
It's a definitive retrospective of Mark Rothko. You'll see it at the Beck Building, Museum of Fine Arts, Houston. The director there is Gary Tintero. By the way, the exhibit continues until the end of January 2016. Gary, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.